Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 18th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week, Mercury was still retrograde. Mercury is the planet of communication, speech, and writing. Mercury is also information, facts, and data, and therefore the media. When Mercury is retrograde, communications get screwed up. The facts and data are misinterpreted, and the result is misunderstandings. When a planet is retrograde, it is going back over the past. Thus, Mercury retrograde signifies past communications. As it approaches the end of its retrograde period, Mercury is conjunct Rahu, an eclipse point, and simultaneously opposite Neptune. Both Rahu and Neptune tend to distort whatever they interact with, and thus create confusion. In world events astrology, Rahu signifies plots, criminal activity, corruption, along with its usual significations of obfuscation and confusion. So, it was overall a pretty crazy week, filled with all sorts of stories, mistakes, media spin, and screw-ups. The planet of communications going backwards brings up communications from the past. Combined with Rahu, we get past communications plus criminal activity, giving us email leaks. A whole bunch of emails from both the Democratic National Committee and from ex-Secretary of State General Colin Powell surfaced on the web last week, creating quite a media firestorm. General Powell did not mince words in his condemnation of Mr. Trump, and he wasn't particularly complimentary towards Mrs. Clinton either. Of course, Mercury, as the planet of speech, when retrograde, can produce mistakes in speech. Hillary Clinton made a remark at a fundraiser on Friday, September 9th, where she said that half of the supporters of her Republican rival Donald Trump belonged in a basket of deplorables. People who were racist, homophobic, sexist, xenophobic, Islamophobic. The media immediately blew up on that one. Although she meant it as derogatory, basket of deplorables swiftly became a meme celebrated by the alternate right. So, here we have an example of a Mercury retrograde communication being altered by Rahu, the significator of distortion. A few days later, Mr. Trump was touting the appellation like a badge of honor at his rallies. "Welcome to all of you deplorables," the Republican nominee yelled as he kicked off his remarks in Miami, and the crowd roared back its approval. But Mr. Trump wasn't free from the effects of Mercury retrograde either. Mercury is the planet of business transactions, and when retrograde can bring up past business. In this case, the rather questionable transactions of the Trump Foundation, a supposedly charitable organization. Turns out, Mr. Trump may have used his foundation for purposes not usually deemed as charity, such as bribing a government official, which is a federal crime. Trump's foundation is now under investigation by New York's Attorney General. Then, in a whole other area, Apple last week released its new version of its operating system. Unfortunately for some people, when they download iOS 10, their phones brick, in other words, become inoperable. Mercury is the planet of equipment, especially communications equipment, Rahu is the significator of accidents as well as confusion. Mercury is the planet of news stories. When Mercury is retrograde, the news stories aren't accurate, at least not at first. Last Sunday, at a 9/11 memorial ceremony, Mrs. Clinton apparently fell ill, left the ceremony early, and nearly collapsed while trying to get into her Secret Service vehicle. This quickly devolved into speculation on whether she was healthy enough to be President of the United States. It turns out she had a simple pneumonia infection, which she had been trying to ignore. In a natal chart, the moon represents the chest, breasts, and lungs in the body. Mars is the planet of infections and inflammation. See how transiting Mars was sending an inimical square aspect to Mrs. Clinton's natal moon. Another point is how Clinton's decision to power on through, as she put it, demonstrates her natal Mars-Pluto-Saturn conjunction in the 10th house of her chart. Her drive for acquiring power compels her to do things she really shouldn't do. And finally, at the end of last week, the media got what it had been hounding Mr. Trump on for years, a repudiation from his own mouth of his longtime birther stance. Mr. Trump at long last admitted that, yes indeed, Barack Obama was born in the U.S. of A. Mercury is the planet of facts, information, and the media. Retrograde means going back over past stories, and sometimes this can resolve things. Note that Rahu is the significator of obsession. The media got obsessed with going back over the pseudo-fact that Trump had long maintained that Obama was not a natural-born citizen. Last Friday, Mr. Trump declared, "President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period," thereby surrendering his birther position. Yet he still refused to apologize for his past attempts to delegitimize the first Afro-American president. Interestingly, Mr. Trump's admission came on the very day of the full moon, which was opposite to Jupiter, the planet of truth and beliefs. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.